Hello and welcome to episode 35. That was a bit different, wasn't it? Of our little Beatles tribute podcast here, brought to you by the English program, completely free. You can download it. You can, you know, and keep it forever and ever and ever. I know, this modern techno, it's all amazing, isn't it? We're celebrating the Beatles here on the English programme forever, and we shall continue making these podcasts forever. They're available on Audioboo, audioboo.fm/English Radio. That's the place to go to get them, you see. And we have, nothing but total love, respect and admiration for those lovable Beatles people, and we now look at On This Day in History. Yes, on this day, 24th of April, back in history, what happened? Well, on this day in 1965, the Beatles song Ticket to Ride got to number one in the good old United Kingdom. It's true, you know. The Fab Four, on this day in 1967, went to a Donovan concert in London. No, not Jason Donovan. Oh, dear me. Anyway, the Beatles, Apple Records, made the decision, it says here, not to sign David Bowie. You know him, the singer, the great singer from Labyrinth, sings and talks to all the strange Jim Henson people. Yes, that was in 1968. True. There was a strange rumour about the moving on of Paul McCartney in 1969. He had to deny this, of course. Very strange sort of conspiracy thing. And, Raquel Welch. I've got a big long list of people here. Phoebe Snow, John Sebastian, Lorne Michaels were guests on Saturday Night Live. In the show, Lorne made a statement requesting that the Beatles appear on the show. That was in 1976. And that's your lot. My favourite bits there are Ticket to Ride getting to number one, Mr. Donovan being watched by the Beatles in 1967, and the David Bowie thing. So there we go. All interesting stuff. We, on this program, are celebrating the awesome Beatles, and over the summer, if you're listening, we're going out, I believe, onto the streets of Liverpool to interview as many people as possible who, in one way or another, have some sort of connection with or to the Beatles. Okay, so look out for that, or even listen out for that if you possibly can. This has been an On This Day in History presentation brought to you by the English Programme for the 24th of April 2012.